Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Dawn was on a ghost hunt at a haunted LA Fitness, where Brad was doing CrossFit all alone. His squats opened a wormhole, and that's what led them here. The trap inside a magic studio. The adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley and Dawn.
A Mike Ganger production.
Happy Friday, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. Ham. What?
Ham.
Ham.
It's Friday ham, girl.
Oh, okay. You know, some people are having a bad day. It's not us and it's not you. Well, you could be, but not as bad as Amy Robach and TJ Holmes.
Big news! Big news!
What is going on?
Mike actually ran in while I was enjoying my lunch earlier and said, I don't know if you heard this, but... Well, Mike, you could tell me what you said.
Yeah, I walked in and said, I don't know if you heard this, but it's official, TMZ reporting that TJ Holmes and Amy Robach are out.
Out at ABC, and we were prepared to tell you in the second hour of today's show what the latest was, and the latest at that time, or at least when we prepped the show, Dawn, was that Amy Robach and TJ Holmes were going to be in a tense negotiation. Today, yesterday, I think this began yesterday, this mediation process that they've been in with ABC and the executives over there. So we thought that was what we were going to tell you about. Well, it looks like they came to some sort of conclusion or resolution insofar as, according to TMZ, these are sources. This is not official business. Now, hopefully nothing has come out since the TMZ story just came out like, what, a couple hours ago? That TJ Holmes and Amy Robach, after a marathon mediation session on Thursday, have severed ties with ABC and Good Morning America. Both will receive payouts per their contract. So,
okay,
they're going to have a golden parachute. But here's the things that are juicy. First of all, do you have any initial reaction?
My reaction is, since I've been fed all this information about that he was probably going to be gone and she would be able to keep a job in some capacity, I'm kind of shocked that they're both gone.
Yeah, so here's the interesting thing. When we talked about what we thought we were going to talk about before the show, if you will, it seemed, according to the sources over at TMZ, or it seems that the sources talking to TMZ were saying that these two were showing up as a united front with ABC executives, meaning they were arguing to ABC, it's both of us or not none of us.
Yeah.
And that Amy would not accept TJ being punished.
Maybe that's what happened.
To any greater extent than she was, which is unusual, right? Because A, as you've already said, there were a lot of tabloids and innuendo suggesting that he had done a lot of dirty deeds and maybe she hadn't, in addition to just their... Because we should mention, for the audience who doesn't know about any of this, these two were taken off the air back in December because they allegedly, supposedly had a relationship. Well, I mean, they did, but because that relationship came to light. But then after that, it came out.
And the problem with that is that not, well, it wasn't against their policy to have relationships at work, but they were both married, getting out of their marriages, but they had an affair, you know, and so they've come out and said that that's not against their rules.
Well, that's why ABC is going to have a lot to say. I mean,
they literally said that. They're like, we want to make it clear that this is not against our company policy.
So they were taken off the air back in December. then they've been off the air, and there's all the speculation. There were other rumors about him having other affairs with other staffers, and we thought, well, maybe that's why they're off the air for over a month, because they're investigating a bunch of other stuff. Because if it's just this, like, casual affair that, you know, fine, it might not be your ethics or your definition of monogamy, mm-hmm. whatever, they had an affair, and they're having a relationship. It doesn't seem to run afoul of any of the rules that ABC has talked about up to this point, but whatever, fine, there's an investigation. Why is it taking so long? Well, then we arrive today and find out that they have gone their separate ways. But there are still so many questions mm-hmm. that have yet to be answered, because to what you just said, ABC initially said this was not an issue. And then all of a sudden they were taken off the air. So we don't know what the issue is.
Right. And will we ever know?
I don't know. ABC doesn't owe us an obligation, or is not obligated.
Yeah, it's a private matter between the company and the... And the, you know, hosts.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. But they're also, you know, a public media company. So mm-hmm. you just feel like at some point we're going to get an explanation, even if it's not going to satisfy us. That said, the other detail. So that's where we get to today, that we find they've gone their separate ways. But here's what else we know. Juicy gossip. We're told the mediation. Also, I just love the idea of mediation.
You do?
For this. No, I'm meaning like set the stage.
Sounds like you're fun at parties.
Yeah. I don't mean I love mediation. I'm saying with this story, the idea that we're sitting in a room and they're like, we don't like the way that you called the tabloids and had them take pictures of you holding hands in public. Like, what are they going to say? Like, what is ABC saying to them? We don't like the way you made people think you were doing it.
We don't like the way we heard that you did you do it here in the office?
I mean, you know, you want to make sure they didn't break any laws, certainly. But like, what else could they possibly be mediating anyway? So they're having this mediation session. It became allegedly extremely contentious. And apparently one source characterized this mediation session as, quote, a witch hunt.
Whoa.
One of the accusations is that Amy had liquor in her dressing room, which ABC folks said was a violation of policy.
Well, check every dressing room then.
One source called that accusation. And by the way, can we just say that the sources in this particular story are probably Amy and or TJ?
Right.
Because I don't feel like ABC is going to talk right now, because ABC doesn't want to talk.
There could be somebody on the inside.
Could be.
ABC.
Could be that's like ringing people up. But like,
listen, here's what's going on. Don't
but
tell
like,
anyone.
I'm not risking my job for people. Anyway, I think there might be an interest in someone close to or connected to either Amy or TJ. But here's, especially when you read this. So the liquor thing. The source called that accusation ridiculous, noting that some of the bottles were sent from top ABC network executives.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes. The source said those execs sent other on-air talent liquor as well. So this just looked like a way to justify getting rid of her.
That is so... Oh, okay.
Another accusation was that Amy went to the college football national championship game a year ago and came to work the next day drunk. The source says that that was insane, adding she was simply tired. Now, can we just double back to what I said earlier?
Mm-hmm.
This source is Amy or TJ.
That's true.
Because who knows that?
No, now that you've said these, the source says that they're claiming this, it has to be.
She was just tired. How do you know? Well, it could be a producer for her, right? Like, it could be someone on her
staff. That's true. You know, did they give her a breathalyzer? Like, all of these things, I mean, this is not a court of law, let's remember. Unless they bring these things up and they sue ABC for wrongful termination, which, could you see that happening? But then all of their business would be out in the open, which it already kind of has been. So unless they've done something really wrong that they don't want us to know about, they'll probably sue.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we should say that now. So we've dealt with these like rumors about Amy and her booze. Okay, that is like, that's weak tea if you ask me, right. Because you got to believe that there's some shenanigans going on.
Unless they were like, listen, it's just, that is not, unless there's been some type of an intervention.
Yeah, like if there was a pattern of behavior.
And she had been written up for it in the past.
Exactly.
And then they were like, do you need to go to rehab? Let us offer you some help.
Yeah.
This is not a reason to fire someone.
As for their relationship, TMZ says they were told it became clear in mediation that the couple didn't handle the romance appropriately. You know, they waited too long to disclose it to executives, which that seems valid, right?
Totally.
Like, you have an obligation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you need to lose your job for that, but whatever. Anyway, ABC also made it clear their behavior on set was uncomfortable for some ABC staff. I don't know what that means. Like, were they like, on set?
Openly?
That's what it says. Our sources say the mediation will continue as both sides negotiate the fine points of their exit.
Okay, so let's say this last part is interesting to me because let's say that some people claimed it was uncomfortable. Do you think that those people were urged, like, by maybe they went to their upper people at ABC and said, hey, you know, they're having an affair? And they're like, oh, okay. And they're like, well, we can't fire them for that. So why don't you call TMZ? You know what I'm saying? So maybe the staffers who are the source that called TMZ and said, hey, they're having an affair. This is where they're going to be. And then the paparazzi follow them.
Oh, except if you look at those photos of them in public, they're firmly aware that cameras are around.
Okay.
They were not hiding anything. It does not appear when they're out and about. Like, there was one photo where I think they were pretending to, like, wait at different, like waiting for taxis in two different spots,
okay,
right? But there are photos where he's grabbing her butt. There's mm-hmm. photos where she's, you know, laughing and they're in the middle of the street holding hands.
Yeah, they're unpacking their car.
Yeah. But to your point, I wouldn't
be completely aware of who was around. If it was like if I'm on a vacation in Connecticut or wherever they were hobnobbing.
Yeah, but if you're Amy Robach or TJ Holmes and you're high profile people in New York, I mm-hmm. feel like you're aware.
Okay.
I mean.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
But what I was going to say, you had mentioned, I thought you were saying maybe these two, or that somebody on staff, that they were encouraging people to say that they felt uncomfortable and then they used that as an excuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that could be true
I
don't know. I thought maybe those sources who were uncomfortable went to their upper people and said, hey, we don't like this. And they were finding a reason and a way to get rid of them.
Yeah.
So ABC people called TMZ and said, hey, they're going to be at this event. Can you take some pictures of them so we can open this discussion with them?
I mean,
and then we can.
That's as equally plausible as anything that I've heard about these two.
Mm-hmm. And then the young woman who was involved, who was the younger staffer, who, you know, her name is out there and photos of her and, you know,
that's
her whole thing.
Do you find it interesting? And this is, I'm sorry, finish your thought.
No. That whole thing, I'm not sure if that was brought up by her. Like if they, because all of that is public stuff. So did she approach them and say, hey, I didn't like this situation I was put in after all of this was leaked? Or I don't know the turn of events and maybe.
So what Dawn is saying is, if you missed this part of the story, there were these allegations that TJ Holmes had relationships with other women. One of them was specifically named in the tabloids.
Mm-hmm. And there's photos and her Instagram. And
yeah.
I mean, you can find her really easy.
What I find interesting, though, to that point, is that this TMZ story does not refer to any of the behavior of TJ, which really, truly makes me believe that this source is Amy and or someone connected to Amy, because it only addresses the issues around Amy.
Oh, sure.
And their relationship as a, you know, couple. So more shall be revealed, because clearly the mediation isn't done. But at least we know that Amy Robach and TJ Holmes, the reason, and I know you guys are like, why are you fascinated about the third hour of Good Morning America hosts? I mean, really? Yeah. Normally, we don't watch that show.
Right.
But it's not every day that you have people who, I mean, I still don't get it. Maybe they didn't do things the way they were supposed to. Maybe mm-hmm. it made people awkward and uncomfortable. But does that go from zero to, like,
fired?
You've lost your job?
Yeah.
In 2023 for an affair that maybe, but again, we don't know the whole story, but it just seems like there's more we need to hear. And that's what I think I find so fascinating, because I just feel like there's something more there.
Yeah, there's got to be so much more that we don't know. There has to be.
Yeah.
But I think that since there's sources, we're going to find out from Amy.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's going to be calling up TMZ because she needs...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
It's money, honey. Right? They're paying Amy. And so she needs a source of income.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Absolutely.
Hopefully they save their money. That's what I'm all about. Like, once you become at a level where you are not living paycheck to paycheck, please tell me that you invested your money.
Oh, yeah.
Like, seriously. I always want people to do that.
You should have an 8-12-month plan.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, more. No, no. People at this level that are making this much money, they need to be set for life once they can do that. So that if they are stupid at any point in their life or they don't have a job, then they don't have to worry.
All right. When we come back, Susie Orman's got some other tips on which investment properties make the biggest returns. And Holly's going to have a dirt alert right here on MyTalk 107.1. Hey, My Talkers, Bradley here for my good friends at Dakota Dental. Regular checkups are key. It's the beginning of a new year, which means you can schedule your checkup regular dental visit now and make sure you take full advantage of your brand new year's worth of dental benefits. It's super easy, too, with my friends at Dakota Dental, right down in Apple Valley, super convenient to the metro. It's just a straight shot south for me. I'm sitting in that chair getting some of the best dental care in the Twin Cities. They've got plenty of appointments that can work at a time that meets your schedule. Words are hard on a Friday, you guys. Whether it's early mornings, evening hours, Dakota Dental has an appointment ready for you and everyone in your whole family. So get that appointment on the calendar, cross it off your list of things to do in the new year, take full advantage of those 2023 benefits. And don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you. DakotaDental.com.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, the adventures of Bradley and Dawn. We have Holly here, but first we're going to give away a prize today. Mike's going to take your call right now. It's a pair of tickets to Blues for an Alabama Sky at Woo-hoo! Guthrie Theater on opening night, Friday, February 3rd at 7:30. So if you can't go then, please let somebody else win. 651-641-1071. Hello, Holly.
Oh, hello. You guys were talking about the latest in Good Morning America drama. The news breaking late this morning that TJ Holmes and Amy Robach are both out at ABC after their affair. So let's get to some other news of the day. Poor Jay Leno.
Oh my goodness.
Just a guy. Yeah, he got into another accident, and this time he broke multiple bones in a motorcycle accident that happened earlier this month. He's revealing this to the Las Vegas Review Journal. And he has got knocked off of his motorcycle last week. He broke his collarbone. He got two broken ribs, two cracked kneecaps, but Jay Leno, you guys, he's doing all right. He's going to work this weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
That dude, I just feel like I said earlier, remember when Harrison Ford crashed, like, the second plane? I was like, maybe we could just, like, you know, hang out for a bit.
Just slow down a little bit.
Slow down a little bit, take a deep breath.
Yeah.
I mean, not to say that he was in any way responsible for what happened. I don't know the circumstances, but, like, man. I would just, like, watch some TV for a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, chill on the couch just for a little bit. Now, sad news for you, Bradley, and other Jay Leno headlines today. Jay Leno and NBC Universal parting ways in their decades-long relationship. Jay Leno's garage has been canceled.
No!
Oh, my gosh. This is really...
It's a
not
show.
A good time. Have Can you... they wait a little bit?
No, it's such a good show. But I guarantee his YouTube channel will stick around.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The CNBC has just canceled Jay Leno's
Honestly,
Garage.
I never watched the CNBC show.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I just watched the YouTube.
Oh, the YouTube? Yeah.
The YouTube clips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't have commercials.
Yeah. So don't worry about it. Jay Leno's going to be fine. He's going to be doing stand-up at the Yuck Hut somewhere on the West Coast. And he's going to be doing
road trip.
Yeah. Oh, poor Harry Styles. He was performing in Inglewood, California, doing some makeup dates from some tours he missed last year. And he split his pants on stage.
This is not the first time.
And would you believe it? It was in front of his celebrity crush, Jennifer Aniston. She was reportedly in the stage when Harry Styles was singing music for a sushi restaurant. And he dropped to his knees and he split his pants. Now I'm here to report to you, not in Lenny Kravitz style.
Thank God. God.
Oh, I'm just watching the clip and he literally splits it right down the middle, laughs and covers his area.
Wow. Do you think that was intentional, that we're breakaway crotch?
He doesn't look like it's... I mean, I guess he could be a great actor, but he looks and goes, oh crud.
Oh, bother. Doesn't Winnie the Pooh say that?
Yes.
But he's not wearing any pants. So.
I know. If he splits something, that's a trip to the emergency room.
Oh, no.
Poor honey. I didn't know that Jennifer Aniston was his crush. They should just get together. Right?
Why not?
He's not attached to anyone right now. And she isn't.
Neither is she.
Come on, let's get it on.
Oh, gosh. They probably already have, and they
Dawn's
haven't told
to make
us.
It happen.
You know, I'm listening to Prince Harry's memoir right now, Spare.
Me too.
And
Those Brad. Oh, he's done. No, you're not done.
No.
What? Spare? No, no. Almost.
Yeah. Well, I'm bringing this up because Prince Harry found himself at Courtney Cox's house at one point in the book Spare. And so what I'm saying is that celebrities make their way to other celebrities' homes.
There was a scene in the book that I remember wherein he was with a celebrity and didn't realize who the celebrity was.
Yes.
And I'm assuming it was Chris Pratt, right? Because it was the Lego Batman.
Yeah, I'm assuming that was too. He didn't name Chris Pratt specifically in the book, but... he dropped enough Easter eggs that we could all figure it out.
Yeah. And he was very clear to point out that Chris Pratt was not partaking of the, like,
libations?
the chemical substances that others were.
It'd be Will Arnett would be the
Lego
Batman.
Oh, is that Will Arnett?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was Chris
Pratt.
Pratt
was the main character. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then where was Chris Pratt in all this?
I don't know.
Well, now we know it was Will Arnett.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. I'm in love with Will Arnett.
Well, oh, yeah. I was going to say, I thought it was Chris Pratt because that guy was Squaresville in the book Spare.
Yep.
And, you know, our Hollywood Chris Pratt.
He's very square.
Dings to the left.
Dongs to the right. He wants to save America with his poetry.
Uh-huh. Oh. You can go look it up on Instagram. But don't.
Okay, well, Will Arnett is sober. He, you know...
Well, that would make even more sense that he pointed
he
it out.
He has been sober for a long while, had a wild lifestyle before that.
Well, look at this. That changes his perspective on Prince Harry's Hollywood anecdote.
Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you
No
so
problem.
Much.
Listen to Smart Liz. It's so good. That podcast is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways.
You listen to that.
Anywho, Rick Astley suing our very own Young Gravy, Minnesota's own, because Rick Astley is saying Young Gravy ripped him off without his permission.
Well,
ruined
we're gonna
his
listen
job.
To it.
Oh my goodness, yes. Now that is called a tease.
Thank you, Holly Roberts. Have a fabulous weekend, my dear.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, thanks.
And when we come back, our good friend Mike is going to have some blind items. Well, he's going to do his best when we return right here on My Talk 107.1. Hey, My Talkers, Bradley here for my friends at Little Blind Spot and Hunter Douglas with huge savings for 2023. If ever there was a time to visit the Little Blind Spot showroom, that time is here. Right now, select Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades qualify for a U.S. federal tax credit of 30% off the purchase value, up to $1,200. That's right, I said $1,200. Hunter Douglas Honeycomb Shades are designed to conserve energy at the window in any season. They trap heat inside the honeycomb fabrics during the winter months and keep cool air inside your home in summer. It's like they were made for Minnesotans. Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades are available in many fabrics, including light filtering, room darkening, and blackout shading options. Visit the Little Blind Spot showroom in downtown Hopkins today for help from the best experts in the business. Or you can visit them online at littleblindspot.com. And don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
Sing it with me. The Little Blind Spot. We're big on service.
Hey, it's Rocco for Crescent.
Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment, and it is time to have some fun blind items with Mike.
Blinded by the item.
Yes, we will have a fun time, I feel. We'll start things off with this one.
You will have fun!
And you'll like it. This cleaning product actor has been taking meetings and has a brand new handler slash trainer, so I'm pretty sure he's going to be landing a role very, very soon. God. Yep.
Gone. Cleaning product.
He's got some explaining to do. Yeah, go ahead.
This is one of those anti-lawyer nicknames that you will come to learn.
Okay.
Cleaning product lawyer, or not lawyer.
Actor.
Cleaning product actor.
Think of an actor.
Yeah.
Whose name sounds like a cleaning product.
Oh, Tide. No. Dawn.
I like that. But you're not
Mr.
right.
Mr. Clean?
Nope. Close.
Mop and Glow.
Closer.
Okay.
Should always have some in your refrigerator in case there's a pan fire.
Reduces the stink.
Oh, baking soda.
Yeah, but that's not a name.
Okay. Baking.
What's the brand name?
Oh, Army Hammer.
Yes, Queen!
You nailed it.
He's got some.
He's coming back.
Oh, my gosh.
There's another.
Let's keep him fed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Geez. Craft services.
All right, fill in the blank.
Yes, according to our friend NT Lawyer over at crazydaysandnights.net, Army Hammer has reportedly been taking meetings and has a brand new handler, so he's expecting him to land a role very, very soon.
Oh, this is so gross.
This is so, like, oh, boy. That's a lot. It's a lot to take
well,
in.
Well, especially when he hasn't accounted for anything. That's going to be the frustrating thing is, you know, all the allegations.
I mean, how do you say, yeah, I am a cannibal?
Well, it's not the cannibal thing. It's the sexual assault thing,
that's
I think.
True. That's, oh, yeah, yes, yes.
You
yes,
know, the
yes,
cannibals,
yes, yes.
Like, rumor. That's the story that gets people's attention.
Yeah.
But it's the, like, abuse and the, you know, allegations of assault that I think need to be addressed by before he's able to get a job in Hollywood. But because again, what if you want to be cynical, for no other reason that every time he shows up for the role, what are people going to ask him about? Those allegations,
yeah.
Or to make jokes about the cannibalism.
That's true. That's awful.
So if he doesn't account, if he doesn't talk about it, people are just going to always ask him about it.
I don't think you can admit guilt unless you want to go to jail. So he's not going to.
Yeah.
He's just going to continue to work, and we're not going to go see the movies, right?
Well, yeah. And what that means is any studio that hires him is then going to have like a PR problem on their hands.
That's correct.
Man.
Cast at your risk.
Like Kevin Spacey. I could go on. Mike, you got another one.
I do.
Blinded by the item.
This A-list reality star with a side gig that's becoming much less lucrative cared more about trademarking the name of her baby than the name itself. Whichever name could be trademarked the fastest was going to be the name she chose.
That would be a Kylie Jenner.
That would be correct.
Arye, was that the name?
Air.
Air is how it's pronounced.
And
oh, I thought it was pronounced like Arye.
They, yeah, somebody sent her.
No, it's Air.
Yeah, somebody sent her a message on social and she responded and said, nope, it's pronounced Air.
It's
wow.
Yeah, it's like Fred Astaire, Air, A-I-R-E.
Yeah.
And I've heard that in other languages, it means it's a slang word for penis.
In Arabic.
Yeah, to fill it in, Kylie Jenner apparently had more interest in figuring out which name could be trademarked first than actually which she was going to name her baby. So she had a few options, apparently applied for the trademark for all of them, and Air was the one to trademark the fastest, so she went with that one, according to NT Lawyer.
That's so gross.
That your mom trademarks your name.
Well, that your mom chose your name based on the speed of the trademark. Like, to trademark the name is one thing.
I would change my name.
Yeah.
I would be very...
Oh, for sure.
When I became an age where I could do that.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. But I would change a lot if I were born into that family.
Maybe they want to be comfortable. Maybe the baby is like, I just want a golden baby rattle. Okay? What's wrong with that?
Fair point.
And a golden playpin. Okay. Sure. And celebrity baby friends. Okay, what's next?
Let's do another one.
Blinded by the item.
This former child actor turned singer canceled his tour because he's already getting paid a ton of money for doing nothing at all. So why would he want to go out and hit the road? Plus, he wasn't going to sell out any venues anyway.
Justin Bieber?
So, cancel. I can't think of anybody who's canceled.
Oh, canceled. Oh, gosh. Can you say it again?
I absolutely can. Yeah, no problem.
There was a lot in there.
Yeah, there was. This former child actor turned singer canceled his tour because he's already getting paid a bunch of money to do not much work at all. So, why would he want to go on the road? Plus, he wasn't going to sell out any of the venues anyway.
Why is he getting paid regardless, or like not for singing?
Because he's a shrewd businessman.
Okay.
It's not like a former Nick Jonas actor or anything, is it?
Child actor. That's what's stumping me. Because there are a lot of people that I, you know, missed the boat on that they were Nickelodeon or Disney stars. I'm like, oh, he was? Like, I just didn't, I don't.
Was he singer. A Nickelodeon star?
It was not on Nickelodeon, no.
Disney?
No, it was not Disney.
Is he better known for the acting or the singing?
Definitely not the acting.
Okay, singing.
I guess technically this show has appeared on Teen Nick, but it's not necessarily a Teen Nick show.
Okay.
And he's just a shrewd businessman.
He's a pretty good businessman.
Okay, a pretty good businessman.
Also a big fan of the basketball.
Oh. Well, that doesn't help me at all. Don, you're going to have to do this.
He's also from north of the border.
Oh. He's Canadian. It's not Justin Mendes. Bieber.
A Canadian?
I said and you...
One of you said Mendes and one of you said Bieber.
Yeah, I said Bieber again.
Correct!
Oh, Degrassi Junior High!
Degrassi, exactly.
Really? So he's... People aren't going to go to his concert?
Again, yeah, I'll fill it in here. According to NT Lawyer, Drake canceled his tour, that whether it was announced or not. I didn't remember hearing an announced tour, so maybe he was planning on it, but then just said, why do it? But he wasn't going to do it, or he's not going to do a tour now because he's already getting paid a ton of money for not doing much work at all. And then he does add that little bit at the end. It's not like he was going to sell out any of the venues he picked anyway. So I'm guessing it must have been a big stadium tour or something that was rumored.
Okay. But
Drake's, did you know he's an executive producer for Euphoria?
I did not know that, but I knew he dropped. He flies around in a jumbo jet. Yeah. Like he has his own like Boeing 777.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He's got Virginia Black, a whiskey company that is making a ton. He's a member or part of Dream Crew, which is one of the producing groups behind Euphoria. He also has a deal with a couple labels, a deal with XM, a deal with the Toronto Raptors. He's making a lot of money for not doing a whole bunch of stuff.
Wow.
Which makes sense.
Good for him.
Enjoy it.
Yes, this is what you don't need to tour. About. This is what Amy Robach and TJ Holmes should have done. Get a liquor brand, like make money outside of doing your gig because, you know.
Get busy. What are you waiting
maybe
for?
They will now.
You never know.
What is
know.
The name of the liquor that they would put out? Amy Robach and TJ Holmes.
I'm not saying anything.
Okay.
Because I can't think of anything that fast.
Okay.
That would be clever about you.
I don't know. I just was giving you an opportunity to shine.
Oh, thank you.
Mike, you're clever.
GMA 30 proof. I don't know. I'm just trying to go GM 3.
I
have no idea.
Okay.
Okay. But they didn't. So
thank
maybe
you.
They will. Now
do you have another
time.
One?
Oh, yeah. We got another one.
Sure.
This one's a pretty quick one. It's not often that a television network is the entity of someone doing kindness. Usually it's all what happens with the bottom line. This time, though, they want to try to introduce multiple generations to one of the biggest stars of her day and one of the funniest shows of all time. So they are throwing a big bash for her to say thank you. But they don't expect to make any money.
I don't know what any of that
Carol
meant.
Burnett.
There you go.
Oh,
you nailed it. We just talked
about
it.
Yes.
Well done.
Okay.
Yeah,
Bradley,
no, my head hurt
sleepy.
From that.
There was a lot of them. Yeah.
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
Basically, NBC isn't expected to make any money off of that special, but apparently somebody up, you know, the important people that are making decisions at NBC said they wanted to do it anyway just to celebrate how wonderful Carol Burnett
is. That's great.
Very nice.
She deserves a special.
Yes, she
does. A national treasure.
We'd end with a nice one here on a Friday, I figured.
What a positive way to end this segment, Mike.
Thank
what
you.
I do. You are a national treasure. And you know who else is a national treasure? Our friends at Little Blind Spot, which is appropriate because when we return, we are going to talk to one of the team over at Little Blind Spot and learn just what makes them as special as they are when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.
In the middle of winter, the last thing anyone wants is to be without heat. My friends at Hero will make sure that's never the case for you. No matter how old your furnace or boiler or heat pump is, Hero has seen it all, and they've got the experience to keep your heating system running smoothly. And let's face it, no matter how Minnesota tough you are, there aren't enough layers to put on to stay comfortable in your house when the temp is below freezing. At the first sign of a heating issue, call the experts at Hero, and they'll give you $57 off any repair. Check them out at callhero.com.
Guys, fellas.
My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. We are doing something called My Talk Loves Local, which means we want to highlight local businesses that are family-owned, doing great things in our community, and that is why we are talking to David from Little Blind Spot. Hi, David.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Well, we're so glad to have you on the show. Bradley works closely with you all. And we want to know what's going on in the blinds business.
Well, we're coming off our two biggest years ever, and there's always something going on. It's and we're blessed with all the business that we've had here lately.
Oh, that's great.
So, David, if for the audience who maybe isn't familiar with Little Blind Spot, can you just talk about how long you guys have been around and how, you know, essentially how special you are in the community, but for the type of business that you do?
All right. Well, I don't feel that special, but.
Oh, come on. You are. That's why you're on this.
We've been around since about 1978. My parents started the company way back when, and eventually recruited myself and my two sisters to help them out. So I've been in it, I don't know, since I was old enough to hand my father screws when he first got started way back when.
Oh, that's so sweet. And how old were you when you were doing that?
Well, probably 17. I'm about almost 60 now. So
he put you to work, yeah.
It's been fun. I've worked other places, but kind of I always worked with a family.
That's great.
And you truly have. Go ahead.
No, I said I probably went full time with them after college, so it would have been in 85 probably.
Ooh.
When I went full time.
85, yeah. And you've been working ever since, very hard.
For those who don't know, Little Blind Spot is in the heart of Hopkins. You guys have been in that building for a long time, and I heard that the story goes that your dad might have purchased that building for $1.
Yeah, that's right. Although, well, kind of the story is it was Birch's restaurant way back when, and then it was McThirsty's. And while it was McThirsty's, the building, he went out of business. They shut the heat off and not the water. The building flooded.
No.
Sat empty for 7 years. And back at the time, well, Hopkins was a little bit of a ghost town. There were a lot of vacancies and things, and the city was doing everything they could to get things rejuvenated. And because it was cheap rent back then, we kind of moved our business to town, and Dad and I were looking at this building, which sat empty for 7 years, and we got an idea that if we could dig a big dirt ramp into the back parking lot, we could get into the basement with a bobcat.
Yeah.
Cut a hole in the wall and shove everything out into the parking lot and start fresh. It's a all concrete structure. Wow. There was a lot of mold and mildew and things like that. But so it took $500,000 and plenty of labor and after hours to get it done. But the city offered financing and got it back on the tax rolls for $1, I guess.
$1.
And they've been there ever since.
That is an amazing story. So really it wasn't $1. It was, $500,000 and $1. Oh boy.
That's right.
Wow. Well, that's really cool. So can you tell us about how you've seen, I'm interested in how the business has changed from that time. It looks like you have energy efficient blinds now and room darkening blinds.
Motorization.
Oh my gosh. Cellular shades.
It's changed quite a bit. We kind of ended up in the blind business with exterior rolling shutters, which my dad was in Europe and he saw them all over the place. And back at the time, there was the Arab oil embargo. And President Carter said we'd be out of energy in 10 years. And they were building earth shelter homes and geodesic dome homes, you know, super highly efficient. And he thought that, well, it's a $1 billion industry in Europe and it's coming here next. So he took on that line of shutters and, well, that kind of died out and they had to figure out what to do. So he heard about ready-made mini blinds and you could buy mini blinds in 6-inch increment sizes and a few different heights. And we cut them down to size and sell them cash and carry out the door. And vertical blinds got big. We were buying containers of vertical blind components out of China back then and building them in the shop. And so it was 1-inch aluminum blinds and vertical blinds. And we started out, we were a discount store then. And of course the big box stores do all that now. And we just kind of stepping up and up in terms of the higher end marketplace, you might say. And, we became Hunter Douglas dealers, so we do a lot with Hunter Douglas, but we still do some rolling shutters. The only thing we don't do anymore is cash and carry ready-made blinds or roller shades. So it's just kind of had to evolve.
Yeah, your dad sounds like a real innovator. And you have to just keep constantly changing and building on ideas, it sounds like.
Yeah, he was an amazing guy, that's for sure.
I will say, too, like, if you guys are just joining us, by the way, we're talking to David from Little Blind Spot. And, you know, when I think about Little Blind Spot, and I know our listeners who have had Little Blind Spot out to the house. In fact, I have a friend who not long ago had Little Blind Spot out, and she sent me, you know, some kind words for the folks that helped get her blinds installed. Is the level of service and attention to detail and the feeling that once you make a purchase from Little Blind Spot or have them out to the house, you're going to have that relationship over and over again. Can you talk, David, just a little bit about like how your staff really, that's what sets you guys apart
from those big box stores.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it does. And from our competition, we have all of our own installers. They're all employed by us. We don't really farm the labor out. I can't say we haven't tried that in the past, but what ended up happening is you pay somebody per piece, so the quicker they get it done and get out of there, the quicker they get paid. Whereas if it's our own people, they know they've got to come back if they don't get it right the first time. And we've got a pretty darn good crew of installers that take responsibility and ownership of just about every project that they do.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, that means that they care about the business and you wouldn't want anything else, especially since, you know, this is a company that you got from your dad. You want a good reputation and it sounds like you have one. I've only heard great, good things about you. And people just need to have you out. You guys, I'm looking at the list here. You have things that I didn't even know existed. So just let Little Blind Spot come out and they could probably tell you things that you didn't even know wanted.
I guarantee you have no idea what's possible until the folks from Little Blind Spot show up and go, oh, we have a shade. For example, I will just tell you briefly, we had a shade in our kitchen or wanted a shade in our kitchen, but wanted to be able to let some light in and see out the window, but obscure essentially our neighbors when they were outside so that they weren't forced to stare at us when we were sitting at our breakfast table.
Yeah.
And so they were like, oh, well, what about a top down or a, what is it? Top down, bottom up shade.
Yeah.
So that I didn't even know that was an option until they came out and showed us the different, you know, formulations. So it's that expertise. It's that, you know, attention to detail that you're going to get when they show up.
Well, thank you. It's nice of you to say. We sure try. Yeah.
Well, David, we want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today. I know you've probably got plenty of projects around the corner. If folks want to get a hold of you, is the best way to just head to the website?
Yeah, the website's great, or just give us a phone call.
All right.
And thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And that website, we'll put it on our show links page, just if you're at your desk and you can write it down. It's littleblindspotmn.com.
Or just littleblindspot.com.
Okay, great. Thank
David, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It's nice talking with you.
Good to talk to you, David. Have a great weekend. That's David from Little Blind Spot. And seriously, they're the real deal. You know, a lot of times you hear people talk about things and you're like, is that the real deal? Those guys, I mean... David, it's his, you know, brother, it's his sister, it's the entire family involved in the business.
That's wonderful. Great Minnesota family.
When we come back, speaking of, maybe not the greatest of families, we have to talk about the royal family, Dawn.
Oh boy, what a change, right?
King Charles has kicked his brother to the curb, and we'll tell you why and how when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.